All right, welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going back in time a bit, back to the year 2014.
Ooh, time travel.
To explore a pretty significant event in the world of SEO and websites. Specifically, we're looking at Google's Penguin 3.0 update.
Penguin 3.0, I remember that.
Yeah, it caused quite a stir back then.
Mm-hmm.
Our primary source for this deep dive is an article from October 17th, 2014 by Chris Bradley over at Double Dome.
Double Dome, good stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to unpack this update, figure out what it was all about, why it mattered then, and what lessons we can still glean from it today, all these years later. You ready to dive in?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Timlin's always an interesting one.
It really is. So the first thing that jumps out from the article is, well, the timing. Penguin 3.0 was the first Penguin update in over a year. Can you imagine the anticipation in the SEO community? Like, what's Google going to do next?
Oh, yeah. Back then, a year in the internet world, that's like a decade, right? It was a huge deal, especially because the previous Penguin update back in 2012 really shook things up. So everyone was on edge waiting to see what Google would target this time.
It's true. The article reminds us that the Penguin algorithm really focused on one thing, a website's backlink profile. It was all about looking for those, you know, spammy or unnatural links that sites were using to try and game the system.
Right, right. Before Penguin, the prevailing strategy was often just to get as many backlinks as possible, regardless of where they came from. But Penguin changed the game completely.
Yeah, it wasn't just about quantity anymore. It was about quality. And this idea of backlinks being like votes of confidence, it really clicked with people. Penguin was like, hold on, not all endorsements are created equal. Some of these votes are fake.
Exactly. And if Google detected too many of those spammy links pointing to your site, well, you could get penalized. You could see your rankings drop. And that can mean a lot less traffic to your website.
Yeah. Which, of course, for businesses and website owners is a big deal. So with Penguin 3.0, the cleanup effort continued. Google was refining its algorithm, making it even smarter at identifying those low-quality links.
And, you know, it's interesting. The article mentions that this update actually impacted less than 1% of English search queries in the U.S.
Yeah, less than 1%, which on the surface sounds pretty small, right?
Right. But think about the sheer volume of searches happening every day on Google. Even a fraction of a percent can represent thousands, if not millions, of websites.
It's true. So even though it might seem like a small number, for the sites that were affected, it was a big deal. It could have meant a significant drop in their visibility.
Absolutely. And it really hammered home the point that Google was serious about quality.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. Penguin 3.0 wasn't just about penalizing sites. It was also about giving those who had been penalized in the past a chance to redeem themselves.
Oh, yeah. The redemption arc.
Right. If they had cleaned up their acts, removed those bad links, this update was an opportunity for them to see if their efforts had paid off.
It was like, okay, you messed up before, but you've shown us you're trying to do things right. We're going to give you another chance.
Exactly. And it wasn't just about giving second chances. It was also about catching any new spam that had popped up since the last update.
Mm-hmm.
Penguin 3.0 was like a two-pronged attack on bad links.
Keeping everyone on their toes.
Yeah. So for website owners back then, this update was a big deal. The article talks about the anticipation, the uncertainty. It was like waiting for a verdict after a long trial.
And I think it really solidified the idea that ethical SEO, doing things the right way, is the best approach in the long run. Those spammy tactics, they might work for a little while, but Google is constantly evolving and they will catch up with you.
Absolutely. Now, the article also makes this interesting point that some sites might have seen their rankings drop, not because they were directly penalized, but because Penguin essentially devalued a bunch of low-quality links.
Yeah, like those links were suddenly worth a lot less.
Right. So even if you weren't doing anything shady yourself, if you had benefited from those weak endorsements in the past, you could see a decline in your rankings.
It's a good reminder that not all changes in rankings are punishments. Sometimes it's just a correction, a leveling of the playing field.
Now, the rollout of Penguin 3.0 wasn't instant. It took place over several weeks, which, as you can imagine, made things tricky for website owners trying to figure out what was going on.
Oh, yeah. Trying to isolate the impact of Penguin 3.0 from other algorithm changes happening at the same time, that must have been a real headache.
Totally. And if you had submitted a disavow file to Google telling them to ignore certain links within 3 weeks of the update, those changes might not have even been reflected in the initial results.
So much waiting and uncertainty.
Yeah. So to sum it all up, Penguin 3.0 was this important step in Google's ongoing quest to improve the quality of its search results. It was about cracking down on spammy backlinks, giving sites a chance to recover, and ultimately making the web a better place for everyone.
It really pushed the idea that building a strong online presence is about creating valuable content that naturally attracts links from other reputable websites. And that's a lesson that's still incredibly relevant today.
It is. And it makes you think, right? Search engines are constantly evolving. What does that tell us about how information is organized and accessed online? How do we adapt to this ever-changing landscape?
It's a constant challenge. But I think the key takeaway is that understanding the fundamentals, the principles behind good SEO, is more important than chasing quick fixes or trying to game the system.
That's a great point. And I think that's a perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining me for this deep dive into Penguin 3.0. Until next time.
Always a pleasure.
Take care.